Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing this back. That little man from Texas. 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, but not for long. Linda Conlon is here. She's has an amazing resume in helping small business owners put their best foot forward all over the world. She's now president of World Trade Center of Philadelphia and vice chair and a member of the board of directors at Ex-Im Bank, an organization that you and I and I've told you about it for a long time through our interviews. Linda, thanks again for being here. I have been straddling a little bit of a globalization fence here in my work because I'm promoting small business owners exporting and importing as hard as I can because I personally know small businesses that expanded their horizons and their export-import business kept them alive during times when the local economy was not good. It diversified them. It helped them. And that was back when it was clunky to get your money. It was hard to, you know, it wasn't easy to get your money. Now things, the money thing is a lot easier. So I've been promoting that for a long time while I've simultaneously been sticking my finger in the eye of Wall Street for demanding more profit every 90 days, which was causing corporate America to push their business overseas. And the COVID virus, the coronavirus pandemic, Linda, has shown us the wages of that, how bad that model was. And I'm hoping, and I'd like for you to tell us about what you think about this, I'm hoping that at least we'll start talking about redundant supply chains that will do nothing but help American businesses. What do you think about that?
Well, you're absolutely right, Jim. With the disruption in business, with the disruption in global supply chains due to COVID-19 and the shutdown of businesses around the world, businesses have had to reinvent themselves and have had to look to where they are sourcing or where they're exporting to. I know our own businesses that we work with in greater Philadelphia have had to diversify, have had to create redundancy in their global supply chains. Many of them had depended upon China, and they
way
had to pivot to markets in Southeast Asia. So you're absolutely right. Companies are looking very carefully at how they source and where they export to, mm-hmm. and creating greater diversity and redundancy in these global supply chains.
I see something out there. Maybe I'm hopeful more hopeful than is justified, but I see these analysts, these fish-eyed analysts that have been driving globalization out of and jobs and manufacturing, for example, out of America for the last 20 years or 30 years. I see them now saying, okay, if these companies are going to be sustainable, we have to now demand that there be a line item on the operating statement for a redundant path, and keeping that redundancy moving, meaning, whereas before they might have gotten 100% of their products from China or from the Pacific Rim, now they get 80%, and they make 20% in this hemisphere. I'm not even saying America, Linda. I'm saying this hemisphere. They do 20% of it in this hemisphere, so that if something happens that breaks down across the water, they can gear up. They've got enough going that they can gear up to picking up the pace here in this hemisphere. What do you think about that model?
You're absolutely right. We've found that our businesses have had to be nimble, have had to pivot, looking to additional sources for what they may be importing that then go into manufactured products that come out of the United States. They've had to look to other export markets as a result of COVID-19. Certain markets have closed down, so they've had to pivot to additional new markets. And that is not going to just be for the next few months or the next few years. I think this is going to be into the future, that this has to be an integral part of their international business strategy.
One of my Brain Trust members about 2-3 weeks ago on my show, an international observer, said he saw Mexico becoming the next China for us. What do you think?
Well, we're at July 1st, as you know, Jim, the new USMCA agreement will come into force. And that is a strengthening of the original NAFTA agreement.
Right. Improvement.
And I think it makes good business sense. It makes good strategic sense to have a strong North America, a strong Western Hemisphere, and to be strengthening our trade relationships with our neighbor to the north and to the south,
and solving a lot of the dysfunction of the immigration situation, the undocumented situation, and improving the lives of those people so that they won't feel the need to come here for jobs. And I think
it's exactly right for the same reason that we know that small businesses are the job creators here in this country. Likewise, for a country like Mexico, a stronger economy in Mexico is better for the United States.
That's exactly right. It makes those people consumers, and that's exactly right. And there, and we don't have to cross an ocean to get to them either, folks. The Western Hemisphere can be self-contained in so many ways, especially energy. Linda Conlon and I will be right back. She's with the World Trade Center in Greater Philadelphia. We're going to talk some more with her after the break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with
us. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.